Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we look at your word today, please open our hearts to your word and your word to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Well, today I want us to look at some symbols. To help us, we're going to start looking at some weather symbols, because you know the British. What do we always like to talk about? Only the weather. Now I'm going to show symbols. Children, if you want to come and sit at the front, you're welcome. You can stay with parents or carers, whoever you're with. But if you want to come and sit down here so you can see better, you're very welcome to come and do that. I've got more chance of seeing if you've got the answer for me if you're sitting at the front. So come and sit down if you want to. Some people are, don't worry. Once one's moved, lots will move too. It's brave to be the first one to move. Okay, so here's some symbols that help us to think about the weather. You might have seen some of them on the television, on the news. Let's see how many we can recognise. Who knows what that means? Go on then. It does mean cloud. Well done. It's a sort of cloud, but I'm going to give you the clue because you might not get it. So that one does mean cloud, but it means light cloud. We've got a bit of light cloud today, haven't we? A bit of light cloud. So, what do you think that one might be? It might be a rain cloud. I can't see any rain coming from it, though, but that's a really, really good guess. Well done. Dark cloud. It might mean that there's rain on the way if you see some dark cloud.
Rain cloud!
You're right. That symbol means rain cloud. We haven't got any of that this morning, but I don't know about this afternoon. Rain. Ooh. Ooh. Someone who hasn't answered. Go on then, Mia. Snow. Well done. We're definitely not going to have any of that in May, I don't think. Oh, it's June, actually. In June, even.
Straight.
Now, this next one. Someone who hasn't answered. Oh, hand there. Go on, Kieran. Hail. Well done. It is indeed hail. Oh, what's that? What does it represent? Oh my goodness, you are so clever. I thought I'd have to work hard to get the answer out of you, but straight away, you're absolutely right. Temperature, absolutely right. That's what that symbol represents. Who knows this one? Well answered, a storm. Go on then. It is a storm, a sort of storm. Go on then, Mia. A thunderstorm, absolutely. And what's that thing coming out the bottom? What does that represent? Lightning, absolutely. Lightning. My favourite one. After three, you're all going to tell me together. One, two, three. Absolutely, that symbol represents the sunshine. Sunshine. Ooh. That's a bit of a mixture one, isn't it? What one does that represent, do you think? Someone who hasn't answered. Come on, come on. Go on then, right at the back. Oh, he's gone shy. Don't worry, that happens to me all the time. The sun and the, do you know? What a brilliant answer. When we do have the sun and the rain, we do see sometimes a rainbow. Great answer. That is exactly what it is. It's the sun and a bit of rain as well. Sunshine and showers. Ooh. Well done. I thought you might have found that one really hard. You're absolutely right. It's the wind or gales. You see, today is Pentecost Sunday, as we've already said. Let's remind ourselves of some of the words that we heard in our Bible passage today. It's still on that one. It's on one of them. Great. This is what we heard. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. You see, the Holy Spirit isn't an it. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we don't know what the Holy Spirit looks like, but we can experience him in our lives. Now, there are three symbols. We've been looking at symbols this morning. There are three symbols that are most commonly used to represent the Holy Spirit. And two are mentioned here in our reading. We heard about the wind, and we heard about fire. And the third most common symbol to represent the Holy Spirit is the dove. We've all got badges, and we've got a flame on our badges. And if you look very carefully in the middle of that flame, you will see a dove. The dove is a symbol of peace. And the wind, we all know, can't we? Have you ever been out when it's been really, really windy and it's almost blown you over? The wind represents power. And fire is a cleansing symbol. And the Holy Spirit can do all of those things in our lives. They all point to different aspects of his work. But even these three symbols can't fully represent the Holy Spirit. They just help us a little bit to understand. Now, has anyone this week been watching Britain's Got Talent? Not many of you are owning up to it. I'm sure more of you watched it than that. I watched it. I watched Britain's Got Talent this week. It was the final last night. Well, in 2016, a magician won Britain's Got Talent. And in the final last night, for those of you who didn't watch it, there were 11 acts. And in the 11 acts, there were three magicians. Now, magicians perform tricks. They do things that seem impossible to do, but they are only tricks. It's not really magic. There is an explanation for every single trick. Now, I can be a bit of a magician. I thought I'd bring a little trick for you this morning. I'll just get my props. Who thinks that I can move that glass from this table to that table without touching that glass with any part of my body? You think I can do that? A few of you think I can do it? You see, because you just know I've got the power. Here we go. Drum roll. Now, I did it. The balloon, yes, it enabled me to move the glass. But it was my breath inside that balloon that enabled the balloon to have the power to lift the glass. Because look at that, a balloon weighs nothing, it's just nothing about it. But with my breath inside it, it had the strength and the power to lift. And it's quite a heavy glass from my house. Quite a heavy glass. The Holy Spirit enables us. That's why he's represented by the by the wind, like us breathing. The Holy Spirit equips us, enables us, however young or however old we are, to do things because of his strength and power. We can't see him, just like you couldn't see my breath in the balloon. But when we ask God the Holy Spirit to come and be in our lives, when we ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, we can have an experience of God's power and his Spirit living in us, enabling us to do things. He's sometimes called the Comforter and the Counselor. That slide is going to come on. No, it's not. There we go. So when we're feeling sad, we can ask God to be our comforter and help us and bring us peace. When we're feeling scary or frightened about something, we can ask God to help us with our fears and bring us that peace. But he'll only come and do the things we want him to do. You don't need to be frightened of God the Holy Spirit. I used to be really shy, you know. Really, really shy. I used to walk in a room with my husband and say, hold my hand, don't leave me, because I was that shy. But God the Holy Spirit enables me to be a church leader. He didn't make me be a church leader. He said, Sylvia, he didn't say, Sylvia, stop being shy. I want you to go and do this now. He didn't do that. I had to agree with him that I wanted to do that. He doesn't make you do things that you don't want to do. But he does enable you to do things in his strength if you ask him to be your Lord and Savior. To ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and then Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to live inside us and be our strength. We sang some songs at the beginning of the service about Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. But he only comes and be a part of our lives if we want him to. But he doesn't just help us here in church. That's why you've got a sticker that you're going to go home with. The Holy Spirit can be with you 24 hours every single day. And this sticker on us reminds us that God loves us very, very much. And he wants to be our comforter, and he wants to be our counselor, and he wants us to give us strength to do things that we don't think are possible in our strength, but in his strength, all things are possible. That's what he wants to do for each and every one of us. I've made a list of Bible, just some Bible references to what the Holy Spirit does. They're on the table here, they're on the chimes counter, they're on the refreshments table in the back. Do take home one of these with you and have a look at just some of the Bible verses that tell us what the Holy Spirit does. We're going to be singing another song in another minute. And this is all about asking the Holy Spirit to pour out his power on us. But he knows your heart, so that you've got nothing to be frightened of. God will only come and be as part of your life if you want him to and allow him to. Those symbols we use to describe our experience of the Holy Spirit each convey an important truth, but none of them can fully express an experience of knowing that God loves us and he's always with us and will equip us to do the things he wants us to do. Will you pray with me? Lord, your word promises that you will pour out your Spirit on all people. As we worship you together now, would you please pour out your Spirit on us? Speak to our hearts so that you might be glorified and honored in our lives. Lord, at Pentecost, you transformed the disciples. When we are fearful, please remove any fear and touch us gently with your reassuring love as we reach out to you in Jesus' name. Amen.